Good morning and welcome to the City of Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board meeting for Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and we'll call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America.
Amen. John, could we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Stansel?
Here.
Mr. Pulos?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Mr. Dodzik?
Here.
Mr. Arkamoon?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the August 7th, 2024 meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any disclosure of ex parte communications? We'll have swearing in of staff. If you will be speaking today on behalf of your case, please stand and raise your right hand. Be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thanks. You can be seated.
Thank you. The cases you see up on the screens in front of you are cases that will not be heard today. Our first case this morning is AI-1. Case number 2023-091250, a Massey case.
Whoa, that's not one. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page. My mistake.
The City of Palm Coast versus Edwin L. Garnett, Jr., 22 Lima Lane, Land Development Code 11.03.01, paren A, General Landscaping Requirements, Tree Density.
Morning. I'm Landscape Specialist John Baudet for the City of Palm Coast.
Speak up.
And for the record, a respondent or managing agent was notified of
this hearing
and are not present. And the property owner or agent has not made contact. Now, there you go. I'm entering into evidence City's Composite 1, proving proper service.
Still not yet, sir.
And a copy of the original board order.
I don't think the mic's working.
Uh-uh.
Along with photographs. This case was heard May 1st, 2024. The order was signed May 8th, 2024, giving 30 days to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property owner agent was not present. The property is still in violation. The property was in violation from June 10th, 2024 to September 3rd, 2024. For a total of 86 days at $50 per day for a total fine of $4,300. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey motion G still in violation and the fine to still continue until the property is in compliance plus the administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Could you repeat that, the last part, please?
Massey motion G, still in violation, and the fine still to continue until the property is in compliance.
Plus what is the total of it right now?
Cost $69.50.
$69.50. Could I ask a question going forward? Why is it that we don't have the code enforcement officers come up here and talk anymore like we have our people that are talking against them?
The mic's in the back.
There's a mic right here.
But they have a mic in the back.
They never use it.
Yes, they do every day.
He's using it right now.
I couldn't hear him very well.
Well, neither could we.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Why can't the code enforcement officers come back to the front and talk?
Well, we can discuss that in the new business.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wrong time.
Is Edwin L. Garnett Jr., you said that he wasn't present, but I'm going to ask again, is he present?
No.
He is not present. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a G Massey order in the amount of $4,300 with administrative costs in the amount of $6,950. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Our next case will be AI 3. Case number 2024-021-208, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Marshall William Carlisle III, 6 Webner Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 12th day of June 2023. This violation was corrected. Violation for repeat number one was written on the 27th day of February 24, giving 0 days, fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. Respondent was in repeat violation for the above cited code for the period of February 27th, 2024 to March 14th, 2024, in compliance on March 15th, 2024. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 17 days in violation, for a total of $850, and administrative costs is $6,950 to the city.
Is Marshall William Carlisle III present?
Yes, sir.
Come forward, state your name and address, please.
Marshall William Carlisle III, 6 Webner Place.
What do you have to say in reference to this violation, sir?
I actually don't have anything that I can say against my case or anything like that. The gentleman is right at just those particular times, the yard itself had fallen back. Obviously, extenuating circumstances with my mother and wife being in the hospital, but yes, the gentleman is completely right.
Do you accept the findings?
Yes, sir. That's definitely my yard. It was my yard. Yes, sir.
Have you cleaned up the violation?
Yes, sir.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Do you think the fine is fair?
I think it's extreme, but
I
understand.
Do you accept it?
If that's the standard that the fine is, then I'm not going to argue the court or argue if that's what the statute is.
To the code enforcement officer, when was the last time you were by the residence?
I was there on Monday of last week, and it's in compliance. This is a repeat violation, however.
Right.
And the property was in compliance when you went by the last time?
Last Monday, correct.
Okay. Any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city recommendations.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And that's something I'll receive in the mail, I believe.
He can tell you over there.
If you talk to Mr. Mendez over there, he'll be able to guide you.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 40. Case number 2024-050195, City of Palm Coast versus Sharon Roman, 34 Lamore Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 of the Florida Building Code, We're in A105.1, no permit.
I'm Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of May, 2024, given 10 days to comply, reinspected on 5/16/2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 3rd day of September, 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or fine of $50 per day and a $69 admin cost to the city.
What was that per day?
$50.
Sharon Roman present?
I'm her husband.
Okay, can you come forward, please? Please state your name and your address, sir.
Julio Roman, 34 Lamore Lane, Palm Coast, 32137.
And what do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
I got this taken care of. I went, I was in yesterday. They told me what to do. I filled out everything online. I got my topo and my survey done, and I was told that all I had to do was resubmit the application and just put refer back to previous and go and get my notice of commencement, and I should be fine. So I did all that. I actually have to go start the notice of commencement today, but everything online was all done, and my final survey was also done, paid for and complete, stamped and everything.
When do you plan on submitting your permit application?
It should already be in the system. It should already be in the system. That was already done, and all I have to do, like I said, is go next door and get the notice of commencement and take it down to the courthouse and have that filled out and bring it back here.
Okay, so you did that yesterday?
Yesterday was all done, yes, sir.
Are there any further questions from the board members? No.
So if that happens, there should be no fines.
Yeah, it's all done, taken care of. You could check in your system.
Okay.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 12. Case number 2024-060910. A recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Alexander Nicholas Kofoudatos, 87 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
I'm Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 7th of March, 2024, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 20th of June, 2024, giving 3 days to comply, reinspected on the 27th of June, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases, and their property owner or agent has not made contact. This property was checked on a regular basis. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 3rd of September, 2024, and a violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on its property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Is Alexander present? Come forward, please. State your name and your address. What do you have to say? Go ahead and say your name and address.
Alexander Kouvedonis, 87 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
What do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
He's right. My trash can was outside. It's no excuse. I leave for work at 4 in the morning, so I leave, I pull it out, put it out there, and then mostly have stuff to do after work, so I throw it in front of the garage. My garage has since been very full of stuff, so I built something in the backyard now for my trash can, so that's where they're going to sit from now on.
We're not going to see you here in front of us again.
I really hope not. I did take off work to get here.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 33. Case number 20240501. Recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Gary Wagner. 23 Colchester Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer or RV.
I am Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 9th day of August 2021, on the 3rd day of December 2023, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th day of June 2024, given one day to comply, reinspected on 6/11/2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has not made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 7th day of July 2024, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted, this is the third notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, and a $5,350 admin cost to the city.
Gary Wagner, present.
Yes.
Come forward, please. State your name and your address, sir.
Gary Wagner, 23 Colchester Lane, Palm Coast, Florida, 32137.
And what do you have to say in reference to this violation?
Well, I mean, it was there. The boat broke down. At first, they were supposed to come out and rebuild the dock for my back because it was tore up because of the storm, so I took the boat out of the canal. And I put it in the yard. I contacted code enforcement. I called and I went over there and I told them that I would be having a boat out because I needed to get it taken to the repair shop while they were building me a new dock. And they told me it would be okay, fine. So after I couldn't get it, well, I guess everywhere they got boats, there's nobody that wanted to take the boat and do the repairs. And they have still yet to get the permission and everything from the city to put in the dock. So I'm waiting to have a new dock put in, and that's been almost 3 years waiting to get a dock put in because of all the situations from the storm and plus my health. But like I said, it's not there. The boat has been in the shop since April. I had the trailer there when I brought the boat, when I took the boat to get it done, and it's just, I moved it, it's gone, and it's gone.
Okay, so your trailer is not parked in your driveway?
No, and it wasn't intentional, and it wasn't intentionally left there, and I don't know about the notices or whatever when they say they leave a notice. Only notice I got was probably 2 weeks ago. This is the first notice that's ever been left on my door, and I got this 2 weeks ago, and it said that I'm supposed to come to a hearing on the 4th of September. So this is the only thing that was ever attached to me personally. I would have moved it, but I just didn't know. They say you can leave it in your yard 3 or 4 days. I'm not sure how that works, and I don't know.
Okay, well, it's resolved now, and it's a no fine order. So.
Okay.
And it won't be. Any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Ward.
You.
Our next case is AI 5. Case number 2024-060841, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Keith E. and Janine Lee Purvis, 25 Felton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite warrant proving proper service along with photos. These photos taken that depict the conditions and date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 9th of March, 2021. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number 2 was written on the 18th of June, 2024, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of June 18th, 2024 to June 19th, 2024, in compliance on June 19th, 2024. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $150 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $150, administrative cost to the city of $70.
Is Keith E. or Janine Lee Purvis present?
Janine Lee Purvis, 25 Felton Lane.
What do you have to say in reference to this violation?
I got the violation saying that the car was parked at 25 Felton. That's not 25 Felton. That's 23 Felton. And, yeah, that's a car parked there. That's all I have to say. It's parked there because that's a blind curve. Because of the lot across the street, people can't see around the corner. And I don't want my 17-year-old parking on the breezeway because of the cars coming around that corner and the kids walking. And it's occasional, not all the time.
You don't have a driveway?
We do at 25 Felton, but we have 5 cars.
Is that car registered in your name?
Yes, sir.
So the boat is not yours?
It is.
What is? Okay.
That's 25 Felton. The car is parked in 23 Felton.
Do you own 23?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
You know the boat's not supposed to be parked there.
We have it parked there for 3 days at a time, and I call when the city and code enforcement when it will be there longer.
So if I understand you right, it's probably going to get parked there again?
It's only parked there when my daughter can't get in and out for school or practice or whatnot, and whoever leaving first, we try to rotate the vehicles as easy as possible and park them the best way we can so that everybody's not getting up in the morning to jog everything around. I mean, like, it is a repeat because we did do it before. And we do it on the grass because, like I said, that corner is horrible.
I'm just trying to figure out if you're going to be back here again.
Hopefully not. I mean, maybe I'll start charging my kids the fine.
Okay.
Are there any further questions?
We don't do it on purpose.
I understand.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order of $150 for one day in violation, plus administrative costs in the amount of $70. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
So there's nothing to do about, like, that parking on the, like, you can park in the swale, but you can't park on the grass?
You can't park in the swale at night.
Overnight either.
Overnight, right. But during the day you can?
Yes. Yeah.
From the picture I see there, I don't see anything next to your boat, so I really can't understand why the car was parked on the grass when it should have been parked in your driveway.
Well, because, yeah, our driveway is on, we have lots of cars. I could start sending you pictures if you want.
Okay, thank you.
But yeah. To your point, the swale is okay as long as it's not overnight.
Okay.
Our next case is AI 63.
Okay. 63?
63. Case number 2024-050305, City of Palm Coast versus Cody J. Connor and Kayla Leanne Jackson, 14 Squash Blossom Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Court Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 6th day of May 2024, given one day to comply, re-inspected on May 13th, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures are followed in all cases, and the property owner agent has not made contact. List of re-inspections, May 28th, June 27th, July 29th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 27th day of August 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is Cody J. Connor or Kayla Leanne Jackson present?
Yes, sir.
Is that your name and your address, sir?
Cody Connor, 14 Squash Blossom Court.
What do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
Not a lot. Obviously, the trailer's there. I've been trying to keep it in a different place, but there's just not a good option for it. I'm trying to get rid of it now.
So we're not going to see you here again?
Well, I hope not.
If you're not sure, you might want to sit down and listen to some of the cases coming up, and you'll find where the cases are in fines are thousands of dollars.
I've heard a couple. I have to get to work so that I can pay those in the future if I have to.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next case is a sister case. It's AI 6.
So shouldn't he come back?
AI 6?
Oh, it's a different, no, it's a different address. Yeah. Which one are you going to do now?
AI 6.
Six. Not a sister
case. 51 Felsen Lane.
That's a sister case. We'll do the two of them together.
The other two, the one below it. Okay. 6 and 7.
AI 6 is case number 2024060207. City of Palm Coast versus Antonina Allen, 51 Felsen Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H. Inoperable and unlicensed vehicle.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th of June, 2024, giving 5 days to comply, reinspected on June 11th, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. The property was checked on a regular basis. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th of August, 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property, property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Antonina Allen, come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Antonina Allen, it's spelled A-N-T-O-N-I-N-A, Allen, L-L-E-N, it's 51 Foster Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
What do you have to say in reference to this
violation?
Well,
the car was there. It was in my garage. I had to take it out of the garage because I had some work done on my washing machine. And unfortunately, I can't drive the car because it's a stick shift. So then I had a new roof put on, and I moved it where the fence, well, my son actually moved it where the fence was. And then we moved it in the back, thinking it would be okay, because I still wanted to be able to use my garage. And then we put it in front of the in the driveway, which I also got two notices. The car now is in my garage, and I am no longer able to use my garage because I have my son's car in there.
And the second violation that you have is improper parking.
Yeah, it's in the garage now. The car is not, it's not in sight, in mind. It's in my garage.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Does your son drive the car?
The car, no. He had to buy a new one because this one was broke, so he bought another car, and unfortunately he can't afford to keep two cars on the road, and where he lives, he rents, so he can't keep it there. Mom has a house, mom has a driveway, mom has all the amenities, so there it is.
Okay, so the first one's resolved.
Yes.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation for the fine order.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order A with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our second and sister case is AI-7, case number 20240-60208, recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Antonina Allen, 51 Folsom Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th of June, 2024, giving 1 day to comply, reinspected on the 12th of June, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedure were followed in this in all cases. This property was checked on a regular basis. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th of August, 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property, property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Well, we already know it's resolved, so make a motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second. Cause in the garage.
Right.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 38. Case number 20240-41271. City of Palm Coast versus Lynn R. and Cheryl A. Bateman. 13 Curry Court, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 of the Florida Building Code, paren A, 105-1, no permit.
I am Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 24th day of April, 2024, given 10 days to comply. Reinspected on 5-6-2024, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the third day of September 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus the $69 admin cost to the city.
And how much was that per day?
$50.
Is Lynn R. or Cheryl A. Bateman present?
I am.
State your name and your address,
Cheryl,
please.
Bateman at 13 Curry Court. Sorry, I'm going to get a little emotional just because you got to know my life. Yes, we got a notice on our garage. Well, I was out of town taking care of my dad and his Parkinson's. I came to the city offices the day I got back into town, and it said on my paper, I don't have the original paper, but it said I need a landscaping permit. All this is because of the pool that was put in the backyard that took over a year to complete. So they said I needed it said on the paper that I needed a landscaping permit. I came down to the offices three different times, twice in one day and once another day, and asked them about this landscaping permit, and they told me that no such thing existed. And I reached out to others, I don't remember anymore, but I reached out to others regarding it, and they, you know, I'm like, I'm just gonna plant, I'm gonna do my landscaping now that the pool company is done. And they just kept telling me there's no such thing as a permit, and it said I can't do this in 10 days because I work full-time, and I am a full-time caregiver to my terminally ill husband. And I'm doing everything I can. So I've gone to them asking about it. We have gone ahead, and I've proceeded to try to complete the landscaping. It's too hot. I have to do it by myself. I don't have the money to hire anybody else. I have to do it. And I'm really stretched thin. So I mean, we've got grass planted now, we've got rock, we still have more grass to plant, and we still have the swale to finish. But regarding the swale, both of the lots next to me on either side are vacant lots. There's no swale on those properties, so all the water sits right there in front of my property. There's no drain anywhere along my street. You have to go around the other street. All I'm saying is they told me before when I came in that time in April or early May that they said I needed, they said 10 days, and I said I can't do it in 10 days. I have, you know, my husband was really ill at that time, and they said, don't worry about that date, and they told me, look into November, because I said, I can't do it when it's hot, and I have to do it myself. I don't know how else to do it. And, well, I tried to fix it because I went in there, and they asked for a landscaping permit, and they didn't have one. They told me that there wasn't one.
So what kind of permit does she need?
Well, Barbara, if you could come forward, please. Barbara Grossman.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, it's okay. My name is Barbara Grossman. I'm the code enforcement manager for the City of Palm Coast. She needs a regrading permit. She has applied for it.
What do I regrade?
Okay, and we'll help you out. Okay.
I don't know what regrade.
Okay, Stormwater has it on hold. Stormwater would be the department that would discuss it with her. I will make sure that Stormwater does discuss it with her, and we would like to extend this for another 2 months, 60 days. It is hot. We are having impact, and she's trying to do the right thing. So I'm asking that we give her 60 days, and I'll get her in contact with Stormwater so they can explain to her what she needs to do.
Thank you, Barbara.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation of extension
Second.
From 10 to 60
days. I have a question, please. Could I see that first photo again?
Like concrete.
Not that.
No. It's,
yeah, what
no,
is that?
No, that was landscaping. We were trying to kill the rest of the grass because it was all weeds.
No, and I'm asking the code enforcement officer, please. What is that picture of? Is that all asphalt?
That's actually landscape, the fabric.
It's fabric.
That's fabric. That's weed.
They were trying to kill the grass.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what it is that you're saying that she needs to do.
Which I the grading.
She has
no,
to
I understand the regrade.
She has to make sure that the water is flowing to the swale, and she's indicating that the swales on both sides of her are holding water, so we'll mention that to Stormwater also. Who is your pool company?
It was Waldauer Pools,
okay.
Which, you know,
right.
is not a great situation, but the water is going either down to the swale or it's going back to the canal.
Okay.
Where else do you want the water to go? The properties on both sides are like this much higher than
okay,
me.
And that's why we're going to have Stormwater
okay, Ms.
speak.
Bateman,
I can't afford to call, have a company come out and grade.
Okay. Okay.
Well, they may be able to give you suggestions on what you need to do. So I will make sure you get with the right people. Okay?
That's good.
Thank you, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Bateman, the city... Barbara Grossman, the manager for code enforcement, has offered to help you and extend this for another 60 days. Please work diligently with the city and get this problem straightened out one way or another.
I've been trying.
We have a motion and a second on the floor to extend this for 30 days. All those in favor?
60
days. 60
days,
I'm sorry.
Days.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor of extending it for 60 days?
What does that make the date then?
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. You've got 60 days, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 23. Case number 20240610093. It's a repeat violation. City of Palm Coast versus Walter M. and Misty Mirabellis, 17 Burning Sands Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D, paren 1, parking of a boat, trailer, or RV.
Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. And the property owner or agent has made contact. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs show the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation for the same code on the 9th day of April, 2024. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was issued on the 24th of June, 2024, giving 0 days. Fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. Respondent was in repeat violation for the above-cited code for the period of June 24th, 2024 to July 19th, 2024. In compliance on July 20th, 2024. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 27 days in violation. For a total of $2,700, an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Is Walter M. or Misty Mirabellis at present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
Walter Mirabellis, 17 Burning Sands Lane, Palm Coast, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
On this here, I've been calling the code enforcement since January, leaving messages with Mr. Mendez, never got back to me. I just had some questions as far as the ordinance went, since it said that it wasn't allowed to be parked on undeveloped property. I just needed to get clarification on that. I did reach back out in June and spoke with Barbara as well. Barbara was more than helpful to talk to me. She said that if I was able to move that boat by a certain time, that we'd be okay. It did take me additional, probably about another week to 10 days to be able to get somebody out there to remove the boat. The boat has been gone, but I was trying to call since January. I did have a conversation with Mr. Mendez and Barbara on the phone at one time. He did say that he did receive my calls, never answered any of my calls back, never gave me any answers, never tried to reach out to me. All they kept doing was sending me letters. So I didn't have any clarification since it does say on the statute that it's not allowed to be parked. I understand the driveway situation, 3 days, 7 days, but then it also stated undeveloped property. Since my property had a home on it, I didn't think there would be an issue. So I was just trying to get clarification on that, but nobody answered me. I called in January, I called in March, I called in April, still no answer from Mr. Mendez. I had to reach out to Barbara, which I got both of them on the phone. She called me back immediately, explained the situation. She also said that she was also going to have their own attorneys look into it to make sure that the statute was written correctly. I went ahead, I moved the boat. The boat is now off the property, and as of right now, it's not there.
So we're not going to see you here for the same problem again?
Oh, no. I don't have, in all honesty, this has been, a day of work and then all the aggravation that goes with it for you guys as well as me.
$4,700 is a lot of money because of a boat being parked in the wrong spot.
And I understand that. It definitely is a lot of money.
$2,700.
Still a lot of money.
I thought it was 47 days. Okay.
That's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money. Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? Owning a boat can be expensive.
Yeah.
I guess I do have a question.
Can we hear from Mr. Mendez, please?
I have a question first. I think this is the first time I can remember that we've ever had a question on undeveloped property to park anything on.
Louis Mendez, City of Palm Coast. He is correct. He called me, left me a message. I didn't get back to him. Unfortunately, I had family circumstances that I wasn't even in the office. When we did communicate with him, his boat was already in there for a couple of months, so we waived the fine and told him, and he agreed to move it by a certain time. The problem is he didn't move it after that certain time, so we avoided, I think it was 3 months of fines we voided. But like I said, he didn't move it on that certain time period that he agreed on, so then that's when we started the fine from the moment he agreed, and then it happened to be 27 days, I guess. So that's what it was.
Well, back to my question, the clarification on the property, did you get that from your attorney?
It's in the code.
I know that, but Barbara or this gentleman, someone said that they questioned the city attorney to make sure it was worded correctly.
Yes, it's worded correctly.
And it was worded correctly? That's
yes.
All I'm asking is if you
yes.
got the actual clarification. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's all I want to know.
And just so you know, the code does state, it's just a cover, to make sure you guys, I understand the boat needed to be moved. It didn't take an additional 28 days. I spoke with them late June. Boat was moved probably about 10 days into July, so it wasn't 28 days. At the same time, I understand it was there for months, but I've also been calling him for months without a response.
Okay.
The other thing is on that code, it does state undeveloped property. So I was just letting Barbara know on the phone, which she is the nicest person ever, by all means. And I did let her know that something they might want to look into because my property has a home on it. It's considered developed property. So if this states that you can't have it on your driveway for 3 days unless you're working on it, it doesn't say anything about the property itself. It just says undeveloped property. So I can't park it on my neighbor's property. I can't park it on the swell if there's trees there. So that in there saying undeveloped property is something that I even spoke to her and said, you guys might want to look into that just to cover your own rear ends for the future. That's all I stated to her.
All right. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Well, did you have a picture of the sign entering Palm Coast where it says parking of boats, trailers, commercial vehicles in residential areas, not necessarily just
a lot.
So it covers that by saying residential area. So okay. That covers that.
Do we have a picture of the sign from one of the other cases, maybe of the greeting?
I brought that up in city council last time.
That's not with recreational vehicles. That's with commercial vehicles,
trailers,
and so on.
Right.
Okay. So you are okay with the fine?
No, I'm not. Because I believe that, in all honesty, I've been reaching out to Mr. Mendez, and he didn't reach back out to me to give me any type of clarification on the actual code until I got in touch with Barbara. And it wasn't 28 days later that I moved the boat.
Okay. There's a process to go through, sir, and we'll guide you through that.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you'll have a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order E with $100 per day for 27 days, a total of $2,700, and administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
One.
I have one opposed. Sir,
I'm here.
Go over and talk to Mr. Mendez, and he'll tell you how you can get that fine reduced.
We'll send you a reduction form, and you come back to code board and ask for a reduction in fine.
Sounds great. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Our next case is AI 24. Case number 2024-060607. City of Palm Coast versus Fadai Shala, 36 Lindsay Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program. AI
24. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondents present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service, picture, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Current notice was issued on the 13th day of June 2024, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspection on June 24th, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner agent has not made contact with the city. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd of September 2024, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for this violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city's requesting board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a $25 fine per day and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Is Fadai Shala present? Please come forward, state your name and your address, sir.
My name is Fadi Shala, 36 Lindsay Lane. Okay.
What do you have to say in reference to this violation?
I was surprised. I didn't know about it. I have this property and I have people live there. I don't know anything about it. I'm sorry. And they not let me know about anything. I just get this letter.
Have you registered your property with the city? Okay.
That's all you have to do.
What the city's giving you is 5 days to take care of that or start getting fined.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are there any further questions from the board?
What was the first picture of the boat?
That was the initial violation the property was wrote for, and then it was found to not be registered.
That's why I'm surprised. I mean,
show that again, please. Now, what are you saying?
The property was issued a notice for the boat, and on a further investigation, it was found to not be registered with the city, so it was issued the registration violation as well.
Separate issue.
So is there another violation on the same property?
For what, sir?
I see a bunch right there.
That's an undeveloped lot next door.
And all that stuff.
That's an undeveloped lot next door. It has nothing to do with this case, sir.
Got nothing to do with the case.
So the boat has nothing to do with this case?
No, it's a separate
case. It did, and he corrected that violation. The registration notice was issued the same day as the boat violation.
So is it issued for the property to the left of the boat?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, that wasn't clear to me.
So are we going to see where's the violation for the boat?
Yeah.
They corrected the violation for the boat.
Done.
Okay.
We're looking at a violation for a residential rental program, not registering.
Yeah, but he said there was another one. I was wondering where it was at.
Yeah, it's all right. Taken care of.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 54. case number 2024-051064, a repeat violation, City of Palm Coast versus Maxim Budnick, 3 Wavecrest Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent and managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present, and the property owner agent has made contact. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs. These photos show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of April, 2022. This violation was corrected. Violation notice for repeat one was written on 24th day of May, 2024, giving 15 minutes fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of May 24th to August 23rd, 2024, in compliance on August 28th, 2024. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 10 days in violation for a total of $1,000 plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Maxim Budnick?
That's correct.
State your name and address, sir.
It's 3 Wavecrest. 3 Wavecrest.
Okay. And your address?
Say again?
Your address?
Yeah, the 3 Wavecrest.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case, sir?
Well, I did park my truck, yes. I don't park my trailer no more.
He's saying he's fixed it.
Okay, so we're not going to see you here again.
Well, I removed the ladders from my truck. I still use it. So I just parked the truck. I don't have a trailer.
You see the sign that they've got up on the screen right now, that as you enter the City of Palm Coast, that sign is there to meet you.
Well, my van is like a van. Just the only vehicle I got, I use it for everything.
So are we going to see you here again with the same violation?
Well, what I'm saying is it's my van. I mean, can I park the van?
Without the ladders.
Without the ladders. So that's what I'm doing right now.
And no trailer.
And I don't park no trailer no more.
So he's Barbara Grossman. He's indicating that he's now moved the trailer. The trailer is no longer there. The van has now got some ladder racks off, so it's not considered a commercial vehicle, and he's in compliance.
That is correct.
So yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I mean, if you could just make it more generous, I got dependents. If you could lower the fee, I'll try to comply.
Is there any further questions from the board members?
$1,000. Yeah. I'd like to make a motion to accept the city recommendation and reducing the fine to $500.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to accept the city's recommendation but reduce the fine to $50 per day for 10 days, a total of $500 with administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Our next case is a sister case. AI 55, case number 2024-010834. It's a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Angela Rogers and Todd Norris. 1 Sedgefield Path South, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
Code Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present. And the property owner agent has not made contact. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs.
This case was heard on the 1st of May, 2024. The order was signed on the 8th of May, 2024, giving 1 day to come into compliance or fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance. The property owner agent was not present. The property is now in compliance. The property was in violation from May 10, 2024 to June 7, 2024. In compliance, June 14, 2024. A total of 5 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $250. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: Massey Motion F in compliance plus administrative costs in the sum of $69.50 to the city.
Angela Rogers or Todd Norris present? Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I do have to notify you that I do know of Angela Rogers. We've known each other for quite some time. Other than that, we have not had no contact. Mm-hmm. Please state your name and your address, please.
I'm now Angela Norris, 1 Sedgefield Path South.
Okay. Do you have to say in reference to this? What do you have to say in reference to this?
As far as the swale parking, the first picture you did see, that was one time that we did park in the swale. He did too far off. But outside of that one picture, we park on the side of the street. And when I first moved back to Palm Coast 2 years ago, we did park in the swale one time. I forgot about that. That was our bad. But then I called code enforcement, and I asked them, because we have 7 adults in our house. We have 7 different vehicles. We cannot fit them. I said, if we park on the side of the road but not down in the swale, is that okay? And they told me that that was okay to park that way. Okay, so we do park on the side of the street, but we do not park down in the swale, in the ditch, any longer. The one picture was, that is not in the swale. That is on the edge of our driveway.
Hold on a second. We're not discussing the violation. We've already handled the violation. This is a Massey case. This is where they're going to attach your home.
For parking in the swale, though, that we don't do. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand what you're saying then.
This particular case, this one, there's another one. This particular case, they're attaching your home for $250 plus administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. We've already heard the violation case.
Or what is the matter? I don't understand what you're saying then.
Okay. Repeat the charges as far as the per day fine.
Okay. So the property was in violation from May 10, 2024 to June 7, 2024. In compliance, June 14, 24. A total of 5 days at $50 a day for a total of $250.
That's what I'm saying. We weren't in violation.
Yeah, wasn't in violation.
We've heard the violation. The violation's already been taken care of. We found you in violation of the code. This is the amount that they're fining you that was given when we handled the case originally. This is a Massey case to attach your property.
Okay, so I don't understand because I don't know when the violation case was heard because we just got warned about the parking in the swale not that long ago. And they first did it, like I said, when we moved here 2 years ago one time, and then I called code enforcement. They told us we could park like that. And so
it's barely on the grass right there.
I don't understand why.
Your name is, sir?
Todd Norris. I'm the owner of the truck.
And the house.
And the house.
And the code enforcement officer... Code enforcement officer in the back.
So this case started, was heard on May 1st of this year. That's when we originally heard this case. Swale parking consists of 2 tires in the grass area of the swale. So you don't have to be completely in the swale. You just have to have 2 tires in the grass.
The first one was in the swale. That one there is not in the swale. That's on the edge, edge.
But I also...
saying it doesn't matter.
But I called code enforcement, and they told me otherwise.
I don't know what to tell you about
And we've been... We've been parking this way for 2 years. Since I moved there in January 2021. 2 years. And they're just now have an issue with it. We've been parking that way for 2 years straight on the side of our road. And code enforcement told me we could do so.
The other guy don't say nothing, but it must be a different one this time.
Okay.
So that's why I don't understand the fines, because we were told we could park like that, and we've been doing it for 2 years, and they're just now all of a sudden have an issue. And that's because we had another issue that we took care of. But so then they revert to that when they don't have the other one. And like I said, I personally called code enforcement, and they told me we could park like that.
Any response?
And I don't even know if they'll remember.
Mr. Mendez, I'll remind you that it is a massive case that we're hearing today.
Yes, I mean, Luis Mendez, City of Palm Coast. As you're aware, I direct my officers to, you know, they know what the violation is. It's two officers that I have that do swell violations. They're well directed on what's a swell violation or not. Okay, this is back, you know, like I said, this is a Massey case. This case has already been heard. It's just the termination of fine, and it's for 5 days that it was in violation.
So why does...
Mr. Mendez, could you clarify something for me, please?
When was the case heard?
How much was the
call? When was a violation heard?
May 1st, 2024.
May 1st, okay.
Could I get clarification? I think the code officer said, maybe it was you, the two wheels on the grass constitute the swale, but if you're parked with your wheels right on the edge of the asphalt, you're okay?
I thought that's what it is.
That would be a sheriff's department.
When it's on the road. It belongs to
the sheriff's department. The first 15 feet from edge of pavement is called city right-of-way.
So it doesn't matter, the two wheels on the grass or not, that doesn't matter. Okay, I just want to that's the way I thought the ordinance was.
All right, ladies and gentlemen aboard, this is a Massey case. We've already found them in violation of the code back in May, 1st of May. Are there any questions as far as the Massey case is concerned that is in front of us right now? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of the Massey order F in the amount of $250 plus administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. A sister case, AI 56 next. Case number 2024-030574. Again, a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Angela Rogers and Todd Norris. 1 Sedgefield Path South, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D2, nuisance accumulations.
I'm Code Officer Mendez for City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. Our managing agent's evidence the city's composite 1 proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of June, 2024. The order was signed on the 12th day of June, 2024, giving 3 days to come into compliance or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property owner or agent was not present. The property is now still in violation. The property was in violation from June 18th, 2024 to September 3rd, 2024. Mm-mm. For a total of 78 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $1,950. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation, and the fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost in the sum of $69.50 to the city.
Okay. Ms. Rogers and... Again, this case is a Massey case.
So when were these first, like even with the swale thing, not to bring that back, but with this, when were these?
When was the original case for the nuisance accumulations?
The original case was heard on the 5th day of June, 2024.
Okay, so June, the violation was in front of the board, you were found in violation, and
why
the fine
were you made
presently
aware of
is at $1,950. Plus administrative costs that the city is recommending to attach your property. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I should do better communication.
Motion to accept city recommendations.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a Massey Order G in the amount of $1,950. Plus administrative costs in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you.
Mr. Muckford.
could I get the gentleman's name for the record, please?
Sir, your name?
Todd Norris.
It's Todd Norris.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Angela. Appreciate it.
So, are we? So we can park on the street now because he didn't give direct communication, obviously, the first time I called. So we can park on the street, but nothing in the grass. That's the new.
You would need to contact the Flagler County Sheriff's Office.
They don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, it's only y'all and Dickham.
So
there's a Commander Finn is right there.
The only time we've ever gotten an issue from them is when my daughter accidentally
Absolutely
parked.
Absolutely not. Here's the Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
That. Mm-mm. Well, so where do we park? We have seven adults living in our home with seven cars. And the only time we've ever gotten an issue from the Sheriff's Department, as well as with you guys, 2 years we parked there, no issue, but was when my daughter accidentally parked the wrong direction on the street. Other than that, we've never had any issues.
Okay. The parking issue is not in front of us right now. It's
okay.
A Massey case.
Well, I was just trying to get clarification because we were told one thing by your code enforcement people and now we're another. So that's why I'm asking to have true clarification this time in front of everyone before, you know, because...
You can't clarify that. You've got to clarify it.
Well,
them.
They can't clarify that.
Our next case is AI 21. Case number 20240605 98, a repeat violation, City of Palm Coast versus Victor Pereira, 29 Budshire Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are present, and the property owner or agent has made contact with the city. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photographs show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation for the same code on the 15th of December, 2022. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was issued on 13th of June, 24, giving 0 days, fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. Respondent was in repeat violation for the above cited code for the period of June 13th, 2024 to June 14th, 2024. In compliance on June 14th, 2024. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, and administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Victor Pereira, go ahead, sir. State your name
morning,
and address.
Ladies and gentlemen, how are we?
Good.
Great.
State your name and address.
Victor Pereira, proud owner of multiple pieces of property here in Palm Coast and Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
But the one in question is 29 Budshire Lane, Palm Coast, 32137. For starters, I own a high volume business here in town. I actually assist with keeping this town beautiful and clean. And I also service multiple clients of mine that are actually neighbors on my street and in the surrounding area and neighborhood. I do come and go often from my property. I do. I do have multiple storage units as well that house all of my equipment. Also, that property in question is also being fully renovated and has been for quite some time. As we all know, finding good help is hard to come by here in the South. I'm not from the South. I'm from Connecticut and proud of it. So things are just done a little differently there, I have to admit. As the officer mentioned, the violation was corrected same day. He had came by at 9:20 some odd, I believe it was, and I had left 2 minutes later. Literally, I had stopped in quickly to grab an item and I left. So that's where I stand with it. Once again, I do a lot of business, and I'm always coming and going constantly. So.
But we're
the
not
vehicle is there clearly. The trailer and what they're questioning here is there, I mean it's not an eyesore. It's really not. You know,
but we're not going to see you here again.
No, of course not. I mean, just in storage fees, I accumulated the expense of north of $600 monthly. You could do the arithmetic. It's quite an awful high expense just to be able to operate my business and to live in the proud city of Palm Coast.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city recommendations.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Have you got a case coming in front of us? You don't have a case coming in front of us?
They do. We're good.
Excuse.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, ladies, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes. You can tell. Public relations.
We're going to get it straightened out right here.
Public relations.
27 South Lily Trail, Boca Florida. Okay. Oh. All right. I just wondered. I didn't ever. Okay. All right. Okay, our next case is AI 29. Case number 2024050780, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sigmund and Christina Schmidt, 27 Zephyr Lily Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer Marconi for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is present. I am entering into evidence City's Composite 1 proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th day of May, 2021, on the 11th day of March, 2022, and on the 28th day of March, 2024, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 16th day of May, 2024, giving 15 minutes to comply. It was reinspected on May 16, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has made contact. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 23rd day of May, 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the City is requesting that the Board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus $5,350 administrative costs to the City.
Okay, and who will be speaking?
I am. Okay.
My address, sir?
My name is Sigmund Schmidt. I live on 27 Zephyr Lily Trail.
Hold on, before you get started, were you sworn in?
Yes. Yeah,
you were?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. I live here since 1997, for 27 years. Recently, 6 months ago, I was in a bad car accident, broke my neck, not my fault. So, I didn't do nothing wrong. The gentleman parked his truck there, and he's on the street, was on the street. It was not in the grass. And somebody, long time ago, told me, so long you park on the street, it's the problem of the sheriff. The sheriff got to give me a ticket for it. And that day, where he parked his trailer there, I didn't even know. I was in bed. I just got out of the hospital. And it was not my trailer, it was not my truck. And I do not understand why I have to pay the fine for something I didn't do.
No fine order.
Well,
I didn't.
It's been resolved and there's no fine order, so you're not going to be fined.
Oh, okay. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yep. Besides that, I worked for a company for 34 years. I lost my job. So, okay. Yep. Thank you.
And this gentleman here would like to speak.
Yes, sir. I don't live at 27 Zephyr Lily Trail. I'm just a boyfriend of the daughter. I had an altercation with this code officer at a different address. It was 16 Zealand Place, same...
Back away from the mic, there you go.
Same neighborhood as the problem. So I had asked him the one day I was working at a job site at 16 Zeeland Place, and he came up, and I asked him, why is he giving me tickets if I'm parked in the street? And he told me that to be parked in the street, my trailer gate has to be down to show that I am actively working, or it's a fine. Now, I don't know about you, but construction equipment is expensive. I am not going to leave a trailer gate with $10,000 worth of equipment down while I'm inside working on the house, which I have been doing multiple renovations for them. And some of these days that the trailer was there unhooked is because when they were in the accident, their vehicle was totaled. I was their only ride for 3 months. Yes, there was days that I had to come before work, drop the trailer for 20 minutes and run them to the store, back it into the driveway. I'm working, you know, I have pictures of my trailer parked in the street. He came the other night. Ever since he told me that I could park in the street, I have not parked in the swale with the trailer. And then the other night, my truck was parked in the swale, which I didn't know was an issue, especially considering one of the neighbors at, sorry, I have the pictures here. I can show you the pictures. The neighbors at 96 Zephyr Lily Trail, they had a black Ford F-350 parked in the swale for 1 to 2 months, and it did not move. The pictures, the grass is as high as halfway up the door. Now, the truck was just removed yesterday because I've been taking pictures of it. I have pictures of other vehicles, commercial vehicles, in the same neighborhood. Not covered, no tarp, no magnets over the logo. I've talked to them. They haven't gotten any fines. I have 15, 20 pictures of other violations.
You're talking about all your neighbors and everybody else on the street and all these other violations. You're not a code enforcement officer. I want you to talk about your particular case.
Oh, I understand, but this relates to my case because for the same thing, I have 4 days in a row, I have an enclosed trailer on the same street, parked in a driveway. They have yet to get a notice that I'm aware of. I have yet to see a yellow paper taped. And my point is, if I can drive around when I'm supposed to be at work and do their job where they're not writing tickets, why am I getting a ticket? My whole thing is I need clarification. My trailer gate should not have to be down to show that I'm working at the house. I don't think that's correct. I also don't think coming at 3 in the morning and leaving a notice to remove a vehicle within 15 minutes is very logical, because half of these cases, I heard, you have 24 hours to correct the violation, but then they come at 3 in the morning and say you have 15 minutes. I mean, who's outside at 3 in the morning to see that? The one morning my trailer was out front because I stopped to bring them stuff because they didn't have a vehicle. He left a notice, didn't say anything, gave me 15 minutes to remove it. I went out to leave, and his truck's parked 3 houses down. He's just standing there watching me. So I went down there and had a talk with him, and he told me that he gave me 15 minutes. It had been probably 18 or 19 minutes. I walked out of the house. I see a paper taped to a stake. At this point, he's targeting me because of the altercation we had when he threatened me. He threatened me at 16 Zeeland Place. I was threatened by that code officer back there about the situation. He told me, oh, you have a problem with me doing my job, then I'll make sure to keep an eye out for you. Because I questioned him as to why is the homeowner that I'm working at not getting a ticket. I have a picture of 2 different trailers in violation the day we had an argument. Right after we had that argument, I took pictures of the trailers. That homeowner never got a ticket because he's a Flagler County Sheriff's Officer. He sat there and argued with me for 5-10 minutes in front of the job where the trailer gates were closed. They were parked in the road or on, you know, the swale, whatever the case may have been.
Okay, sir, as I said to you before, I want to hear about your case. I don't want to hear about other trailers. I don't want to hear about other violations.
I understand.
You're not a code enforcement officer.
Okay, and I understand, but you're not hearing my case. I feel that I'm being targeted, and I need clarification.
Well, you're not being fined.
You're not being targeted.
That, I understand, but this is the thing. If I come to their home, I'm at work, say I swing by for lunch, and my truck's parked in the street, is he going to leave? I'm parked completely in the street, not touching the grass. Will I receive a notice or a ticket? Because
yes.
I don't want to be here again. I will not be in the swale, but I just want to make sure that if I'm in the street, that's not going to happen again, because I don't want to come miss work to be here again and waste your guys' time.
Barbara Person, Code Enforcement Manager for the City of Palm Coast. Any vehicle that is parked in the road is a Sheriff's Department issue. Okay? We have nothing to do with the road. The first 15 feet off an edge of pavement is a right-of-way, city right-of-way. That's where we would issue. So if...
I understand. I'm listening.
Okay, so I'm giving you the clarification. If you're putting it in the road, then it would be with the sheriff's department.
Is that in the road? I got a warning for this, and that's not touching the road.
It may not be touching the road, but do you have a time in which that was there? Because commercial vehicles are prohibited, and a utility trailer is considered a commercial vehicle.
I can't work at the job? I can't work at their house?
Yes, you can, but I have an email from April 3rd, and the resident would like to speak to Barbara in regards to a trailer violation.
Yes.
Okay? As he states, he does not have to notify us when his trailer is at house to do work. Yes, you do need to notify this. The city council allows it to be there between 11:30 and 2:30. So if it's there between 11:30 and 2:30, and everything is stamp dated on our pictures. So if you are going to be somewhere else doing work, just like the gentleman that was here prior to you, he also has a utility trailer. He contacts the office to tell us that he's going to be doing work. If it's a service that doesn't require a permit, okay? And then we know, and then we can defend you, or we can make sure that every officer that may be out that day, because the officer that might have originally been in that zone may be on sick leave, may be on vacation leave, but then we know that you're doing a service. The utility vehicle can be in the driveway while doing a service, or it can be there between the hours of 11:30 and 2:30, because that's a lunchtime and everybody gets to go home. And if it's to be parked in the road, that's an issue that you would handle with the sheriff's department.
Now if I'm working, I have to let you know if I'm going to go there after work and paint for 2 hours. I have to email you.
You're going to want to, because
okay.
If somebody,
I just need that's yeah, what I need to know.
I'll be glad to give you my card, and you can email me every time.
So my only question is if I'm parked like this, it's a sheriff's problem. It's not code enforcement, correct?
If it's in the road, yes.
Okay, that's all. It will not be in the grass again. It will be in the road, and I'm glad to talk with the Flagler County Sheriff's Office if they have an issue with it. They're more than welcome to leave me a notice, because I feel bad for him. This is his home. I don't live there. I wish these tickets came to me, and I think they should come to your license plate, not the home, but that's all.
All right.
And I would like the code enforcement officer to do a little bit better of a job, because I have plenty of violations that he hasn't caught. So he's kind of just targeting and not doing a very good job. That's all I have to say. I have pictures to prove it if anybody wants them.
Did you state your name, sir?
Joseph Cortese. I live in Ormond Beach, Florida.
All right. Mr. Schmidt.
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept the no fine order.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Yeah. Thank you.
So do I have to pay the fine? $5,350.
Yes.
That's
administrative fee.
Do I get a little bit of time to pay for it?
And check with talk them.
To them. Want to talk with them? All right. Let's go to AI 14. Case number 2024-060294, a repeat violation, City of Palm Coast versus Ella Kajavaya and Marcel Gilmanson, 51 Pine Circle Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I'm Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. I am entering into evidence the city's composite warrant proving proper service along with photos. These photos show the condition on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 15th of December 2022. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 6th of June 2024, giving 0 days, fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of the 6th of June 2024 to the 7th of June 2024, in compliance on the 7th of June 2024. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for one day in violation for a total of $50, an administrative cost to the city of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 15, case number 2024-050429, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Annette M. and Robert L. Tinkle. 99 Pine Circle Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 8th of May, 2024, giving one day to comply, re-inspected on the 4th of June, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. This property was conducted on a regular basis. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 3rd of September, 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 17, case number 2024-041211. City of Palm Coast versus Jason P. Doyen. 8 Plum Tree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential, commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 23rd of April, 2024, giving one day to comply, re-inspected on the 30th of April, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. This property was checked on a regular basis. The final recheck of the property is conducted for Code Board on the 3rd of September, 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah. Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 2024-041039, City of Palm Coast versus James P. and Genevieve U. B. McLaughlin, 20 Beachway Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable or unlicensed vehicle.
Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 5th day of January, 23, a notice is issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. The current notice is issued on the 18th day of April, 24, giving 3 days to comply. Reinspected on May 6, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice, these procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has not made contact with the city. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 3rd of September 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, recommend giving 3 days to comply, fine of $50 per day, and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 20, case number 20240310888, a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Blanca E. Silva Life Estate, 30 Beth Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has made contact with the city. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th of June, 2024. That order was signed on the 12th of June, 2024, giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes in compliance. Property owner or agent was not present. The property is now in compliance. The property was in violation from June 18th, 2024 to August 5th, 2024, in compliance on August 6th, 2024, for a total of 49 days at $25 per day, for a fine of $1,225. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, city's requesting the board impose the following. Massey motion F, in compliance, and administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 20240313, a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Milagros C. Araman, 68 Burbank Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable or unlicensed vehicle.
Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of the hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has made contact with the city. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with a copy of the original board order and photographs. This case was heard on the 3rd of July, 2024. The order was signed on the 10th of July, 2024, giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property comes to compliance. Property owner or agent was not present. The property is still in violation. Property is in violation from July 17th, 2024 to September 3rd, 2024. Total of 49 days at $50 per day for a total fine of $2,450. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Massey motion G, still in violation, and the fine to continue until the property is in compliance. An administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
What's the total amount?
$24.50.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members?
Nobody's made contact?
Yeah, she called this morning and said she was going to get the vehicle removed.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 25, case number 20240510160, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Wayne Elliott Jr., 16 Kaufman Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer Marconi for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering the evidence that the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 10th day of December 2021, 5th day of May 2022, on the 26th day of October 2023. A notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was previously observed on May 22nd, 2024, and was issued on the 23rd day of May 2024. It was given 15 minutes to comply. It was reinspected on May 25th, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has made contact. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 30th day of May 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $5,350 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second. I'll have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 28, case number 20240050149, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Carol F. Smith Life Estate, 13 Lock Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer Marconi for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence that the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of June 2021, on the 20th day of September 2023, on the 13th day of February 2024, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 2nd day of May 2024. It was giving 15 minutes to comply. It was reinspected on May 2nd, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has made contact. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 8th day of August 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $5,350 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
I have a question. This is such a recurring thing. Why is there no fine? It seems like they just get away, get away, get away.
This is the first we bring them to code board, and then the fines incur when it's a repeat.
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 32, case number 20240020706, City of Palm Coast versus Chad Roberts, 7 Cloverdale Court South, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 of the Florida Building Code, Paren A 105.1, no permit.
I'm Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Current notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of February 2024, given 10 days to comply, reinspected on March 4th, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd day of September 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, I recommend giving 30 days to comply or fine $50 per day and a $69 admin cost.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 34, case number 2024-051033. Repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Gonzalo J. Guzbert. 39 Collingwood Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I'm Cutoff Salat for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the responding or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present. And property owner or agent has not made contact. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photos show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th day of February, 2024. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 22nd day of May, 2024, given 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of 5/22/2024 to 7/15/2024, in compliance on 7/22/2024. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. A motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 55 days in violation for a total of $2,750, plus the $69.50 admin cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept C recommendations.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 36, case number 2024-051089, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Marcelo Tenorio and Kelly Lima. 10 Colorado Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I am Cutoff Salat for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. On the 3rd day of April, 2023, on the 28th day of February, 2024, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 28th day of May, 2024, giving 3 days to comply, reinspected on 6/4/2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has not made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 27th day of August, 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property to property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, and a $5,350 admin cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 37, case number 2024-031129. City of Palm Coast versus Julie Whitmer. 121 Coral Reef Court. Aye. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D2, nuisance accumulations.
I am Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 19th day of March, 2024, given 3 days to comply, reinspected on 3/26/2024 when the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 27th day of August 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and a $5,350 admin cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 41, case number 2024050862, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Calrissian D. Williams, 95 Laramie Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I'm Code Officer Lott for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 24th day of June 2020, on the 18th day of November 2021, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 19th day of May 2024, given one day to comply, reinspected on 6/2/2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and property owner or agent has made contact. Property was checked on a regular basis. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 29th day of August 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property to property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and a $5,350 admin cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 2024031526. It's a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Marie Kona Life Estate, 48 Fisher Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable or unlicensed vehicle.
Court Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 10th day of March 2020, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation was issued on the 28th of March 2024, giving 5 days to comply, reinspected April 4th, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedure followed in all cases. Property owner or agent has not made contact. A list of reinspection dates, May 6th, June 3rd, July 1st, July 18th, August 19th, August 27th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd day of September 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus a $69 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept C recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 43, case number 2024050145, a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus Jean Alice McMorrow, 70 Ray Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Code Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. I am entering into evidence the city's composite will improve proper service along with photographs. These photos show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 8th day of October 2019. This violation was corrected. Violation notice for repeat 5 was written on the second day of May 2024, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of May 2nd to July 22nd, 2024, in compliance on July 29th, 2024. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $400 a day for 82 days in violation for a total of $32,800 plus administrative costs of $7,150 to the city.
Now, but the total was $32,000 what?
$32,800.
And $70 administration?
$7,150,
sir. $7,150.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Wow.
No contact, huh?
No, sir, no contact.
You can see the blinds.
We'll hear from them soon.
Well, they're in compliance now. They've cut it finally, yes.
Wow.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 44, case number 20240501 46, a repeat violation, City of Palm Coast versus Jean Alice McMorrow, 70 Ray Drive again, Palm Coast Code Section 41-11A, trash containers.
Code Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite will improve proper service along with photographs. These photos show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 8th day of October 2019. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat 1 was written on the second day of May 2024, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of May 2nd to August 19th, 2024, in compliance August 22nd, 2024. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 10 days in violation for a total of $500, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 45, case number 20240030055, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Christopher Coliga Life Estate. 14 Random Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, or wall maintenance.
Code Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite will improve proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of October 2022, a notice of violation was issued upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 29th of February, 2024, giving 14 days to comply. Reinspected April 8, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedure was followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has made contact. A list of reinspection dates, May 14th, June 10th, July 8th, August 5th, August 27th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the third day of September 2024 and the violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 47, case number 2024-050291, a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus Melissa C. Rockwood and John Paragoyas. 6 Robin Hood Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, and wall maintenance.
Code Officer Riley for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite wall improvement proper service along with photographs. These photos show the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 6th day of October, 2023. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat one was written on the 6th day of May, 2024, giving 0 days fine daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of both sides of code for the period of May 6th to September 3rd, 2024. A recheck of the property was conducted for a code board on September 3rd, 2024, and the violation has not been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion E, repeat, still in violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 121 days in violation for a total of $12,100 with a continuing fine until the property comes into compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
He's never commented on this?
No, sir. No contact was made.
How is it in compliance once and then it isn't?
They had fixed the fence prior, in the last one they had actually fixed the fence and now it's falling down again.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, and that was $100 a day for 121 days?
112.
It was $100 a day for 121 days in violation for a total of $12,100 with a continuing fine and a $69.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 58, case number 2024-050327, City of Palm Coast versus Parang Shuth and Malida Lim, 15 Service Tree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
I'm Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 7th day of May, 2024, giving 5 days to comply. Re-inspected on May 14, 2024, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. A list of re-inspections. May 20th, May 28th, June 27th, July 29th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd day of September 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 59, case number 2024-050953, a repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Edison Fuentes Jr. and Maria C. Fuentes, 72 Seven Wonders Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
I'm Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photographs. These photos show the conditions of the date as indicated. The Facts of the case are as follow. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 8th day of December 2023. This violation was corrected. The violation notice for repeat number one was written on the 21st day of May 2024, giving 0 days, fined daily for every occurrence until in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of May 21st to May 28th, 2024, in compliance on May 28th, 2024. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, repeat violation in compliance, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100 plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 60. Case number 20240601 85, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus V3 Ventures LLC and SCT Holdings LLC, 8 Seaward Trail East, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 20th day of May 2021, on the 17th day of March 2023, on the 22nd day of March 2024, notices of violation were issued, and upon reinspection, the violations were corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th day of June 2024, giving 15 minutes to comply, re-inspected 15 minutes later, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 11th day of June 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing or recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 61, case number 20240303 17, a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Yusef Desenard and Marat Apollon. 1 Slocum Path, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, shed, fence, and wall maintenance.
I am Code Officer Nunes for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent or managing agent was notified of this hearing and are not present, and the property owner or agent has not made contact. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of June 2024. The order was signed on the 12th of June 2024, giving 3 days to come into compliance or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property owner or agent was not present. The property is now still in violation. The property was in violation from June 18, 2024 to September 3rd, 2024. For a total of 78 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $1,950. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation, and the fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost in the sum of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 64, case number 20240510 96. Sorry, that was withdrawn. I'm sorry, I apologize. Our next case is AI 65, last case. Case number 20240510 951, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Storm David Bowder and David Bowder. 249 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
I am Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast, and for the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 24th day of June 2021, on the 22nd day of October 2021, on the 3rd day of June 2022, notices of violation were issued, and upon reinspection, the violations were corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 21st day of May 2024, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected 15 minutes later, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases, and the property owner or agent has made contact. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 24th day of May 2024, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? No?
No. I wanted to speak to the board. But it's not
finished. Mr. Mendez, go ahead.
Good day, Luis Mendez. when the testimony from the urban forestry officer when he was back there, just so you understand, he has a handicap, a hearing handicap, so he could only speak softly. Okay, as you see, the other court officers spoke nice and clear, and you heard them very well. It's just every time he has to have a testimony, even when he was up here, you know, he was given a problem because he just speaks very softly, all right? But it's because of a handicap of his. So that's the only reason. The reason why they speak back there is because a lot of folks that speak up here, I do it more as a safety thing ever since COVID, because a lot of people cough on this mic and everything. So they prefer not to, instead of just keep taking the microphone back and forth, they speak from back there. But that's why they're there. So you understand why.
But in terms of the handicapped person, I understand that completely, but that doesn't mean that we have to be the recipients of that problem.
I understand it. So
there's a way, there needs to be some way to correct it to be fair to us.
Is there any way that...
And I will work on that part, okay, because yeah. I'll probably, whenever, I mean, his case, he only comes up here 2-3 times a year.
Is there any way...
And I'll probably just present his cases for him. So that way, at least you hear them nice and clear.
Is there any way we can put that on the screen? Whatever he's got written down, we can see in writing in front of us. Any way of doing that? I'm not.
I could do that, but then also we will get into discussions of Massey cases, and you guys try to bring back the, you know, you want to hear evidence of Massey cases on orders you already gave. You understand, and I think that might be maybe bordering legal issues, because you already gave an order on this. So for us to open it back up probably has to go a certain way, you know, because all you on Massey is what you're addressing is a fine that you ordered. Okay, so either you're going to continue with that fine, or you're going to reduce it, or what, you know, your choice, what you plan to do, but you don't go start reopening the case because it's not there for to be to present it.
I think, though, for me personally, in the case of the lady, that the $250 she got hung up on the two different deals, I don't think she ever understood what was going on.
Yeah, she, you know, and most people, so you understand, don't speak to us until they hear.
Right.
So, you know, so that's one of the biggest problems, is that, you know, even though our numbers, you know, and contact information is right on top of the violation notice, they don't speak until they're here. They don't call us, for the most part, and stuff like that to find out what's going on. And, you know, when someone says, oh, I'm not storing it, but then they see pictures at 3 in the morning, then they start, you know, trying to come up with something else. But, you know, if they would communicate with us, it will make things easier. It's just, unfortunately, that's why both of us sit there. you know, because that way one can go out and speak to them and, you know, while the other one tries to listen to what's going on, you know, but that's why. But understand that Massey's are not to reopen cases. They're just there to adjust a fine that you ordered already. You know, you already found them in violation and that, you know, this is the order we gave them, $50 a day, you didn't do it, we're going to continue or we're going to reduce it, you know, but that's your choice at that point. But to rehear the whole entire case, we're not prepared for that because we already did that for you.
My suggestion was whatever he's got written down and he's reading, and we cannot really hear him because of whatever.
Yeah, but like I said, I'll take care of
that. I don't want to discriminate against him. There's a way, whatever he wrote down, his report, and he's reading, can we see it on the screen here? So he can still talk and we can read what he's saying. That would be very clear.
I'll do that for his testimony.
These screens here.
No, whatever goes here goes everywhere.
I know. That's why I said, is any way of doing this and not that?
Like I said, when it's time for his testimony, like I said, he testifies only 2-3 times a year. And I'll make sure that won't happen again.
You have to what?
I'll make sure that it won't happen again. Like you will hear everything. Either it'll be in the board like you requested, or I'll present it myself.
And that'll satisfy my...
Right, because he can still do his job and all that. We don't want to do this to him, you know?
Or embarrass him.
Yeah, no, I understand. Like I said, it won't happen again.
That'll withdraw. Then I'll withdraw my new business request about having them come up and speak at the microphone with the understanding that we can make it fair for everyone to hear what's going on at the same time.
I understand.
You know, it could be that microphone is not as receptive to someone speaking in it as this one.
The problem was just with...